Deuteronomy chapter 21. If someone is found murdered, lying in a field in the land the Lord your God is giving you to possess, and no one knows who killed him, then your elders and judges shall come out and measure the distance to the towns nearest the body. The elders of the town nearest the body must take a heifer from the herd that has never been worked and has never worn a yoke. And the elders of that town must bring down the heifer to a valley with running water that is neither plowed or planted. There in the valley they must break the heifer's neck. Then the priests, the sons of Levi, must step forward, for the Lord your God has chosen them to minister to him and to pronounce blessings in the name of the Lord. And by their decision every legal dispute and assault will be settled. Then all the elders of that town nearest the body must wash their hands over the heifer whose neck was broken in the valley. And they must declare, "Our hands have not shed this person's blood, nor did our eyes see it happen. Forgive, O Lord, your people Israel, whom you have redeemed. Do not let the guilt of innocent blood remain in the midst of your people Israel." Then they will be absolved of the guilt of this person's blood. In this way you will purge innocent blood from your midst, when you do what is right in the eyes of the Lord. When you go out to battle against your enemies, and the Lord your God hands them over to you, and you take them captive, if you see among the captives a beautiful woman, and you are attracted to her and want to take her to be your wife, then you shall bring her home to your house, and she must shave her head, trim her nails, and discard the clothes she was wearing when captured. After she has remained in your house and grieved for her father and mother a full month, you may go in to her and be her husband, and she will be your wife. If you are not pleased with her, then you must let her go free. You shall not sell her for money. You may not treat her as a slave, since you have humiliated her. If a man has two wives, the one loved and the other disliked, and both the loved one and the disliked one have borne him sons, and if the firstborn son is from the one who is disliked, then in the day he divides his inheritance, he may not make the son of the loved wife the firstborn before the son of the disliked wife, who is the actual firstborn. But he must acknowledge the firstborn, the son of the disliked wife, by giving him a double portion of all that he has, for that son is the beginning of his strength. The right of the firstborn is his. If someone has a stubborn and rebellious son, who will not obey the voice of his father or mother, and though they discipline him, still will not listen to them, then his father and his mother must grab hold of him and bring him to the elders at the gate of his town. They must declare to the elders of his town, "This son of ours is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard." Then all the men of the town are to stone him to death. In this way you shall purge evil from your midst, and all Israel will hear and fear. If someone has committed a crime punishable by death, and he is put to death, and you hang him on a tree, his body must not remain all night on the tree, but be certain to bury him that same day. For anyone hanged on a tree is cursed by God. You must not defile your land that the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance.